And now we're here with Daily Gazette Managing Editor Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy. What stories are buzzing in your world today?
Yeah, we've got a story in today's paper about construction jobs being phased out at Global Foundries up in Saratoga County. More than 1,000 of those have been phased out in recent months. It's part of what Global Foundries says is a natural transition as heavy construction that has been continuous at the site since 2009 winds down. Installation of semiconductor manufacturing tools will continue and is expected to keep 1,000 to 1,500 construction workers at the site for at least another year, but the on-site construction force that has for many months stayed between 2,500 and 3,000 has been dramatically reduced. Local officials have been told the building construction phase of the work is basically over. Malta Town Supervisor Paul Sawzill told us that the job eliminations should mean less traffic on local roads. The amount of traffic going to the construction site, especially early in the morning, has generated a number of complaints. The work has been continuous for the past 5 years because Global Foundries has repeatedly expanded its production plans since work started in 2009. Apart from construction workers, about 2,900 permanent employees, 400 technical services and support contractors, and hundreds of contractors in non-technical support jobs work at the plant, Luther Forest Technology Campus, that's in Malta and Stillwater. Hiring of permanent workers continues, and the annual payroll up there is expected to be $350 million this year. The company announced in April of 2004 that it would be making something called 14-nanometer chips under a strategic partnership with Samsung. It is widely believed within the tech industry, though unconfirmed, that Apple is the ultimate customer for those chips. The company wants to begin producing those chips by the end of the year, which could lead to additional construction activity in 2016. Global Foundries has received approval for a proposed second factory at Fab 8, though it has given no indication when or whether those plans will move forward.
That sounds like big news.
Yeah, it does.
All right, thank you. Managing Editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick.